Now from Hollywood Romance. Romance, bringing you the finest stories of today and yesterday. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love. All strung on the bright thread of romance. With Ted DeCorsia as Dr. Lackland and Jeanette Nolan as Lisa, we bring you Walter Brown Newman's story of adventure and romance, Treadmill.
She lay at anchor in the lagoon, a very small vessel with torn canvas and slack rigging and a battered hull. Moravy brought the canoe alongside her, and I sprang aboard. The deck was a litter of ripped planking and frayed ropes. A man lay on his back on a mattress in the stern, his left arm done up in a crude splint. There was a bandage across his brow, and in the cockpit next to him was a woman slumped over the tiller. She wore a shirt and a pair of shorts, and her legs and feet were bare and beautifully formed. Her hair was the color of honey, but bleached almost white at the temples by the sea and the sun. I touched her neck to count her pulse, and she lifted her head, opened her eyes, then stiffened, sat up straighter, and pointed a pistol at me. Don't do that.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Dr. Lackland, Dr. John Lackland. I'm a physician. Please, don't point that at me.
Lackland, physician?
Yes, physician and surgeon. I saw the distress signal at your masthead when I started my morning swim a few minutes ago.
Oh, a distress signal. Yes. Then I did put out the correct flag.
Here, swallow that and drink this.
Oh.
And try not to point that pistol at me. Put it away.
Physician, you say? How do I know that? Where are we? Are we back at Amora?
Was that your last port? No, you're about 1,000 miles northeast of Amora. Though I don't see how you managed it with this small boat. That was one of the worst hurricanes I've ever seen in the South Pacific. You did go through the hurricane, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Is my husband all right?
Not done examining yet.
This is very good.
To help yourself.
A great wave smashed him to the deck, almost overboard. That was... days ago. Oh, Felix was so weak in so much pain. Must you hurt him? Felix, we're quite all right now. We're 1,000 miles from Amora. This is a doctor who... Felix?
He is fainted again.
Oh, last night, I saw light. The wind was right. I managed to steer through the reef and drop anchor. Oh, I'm feeling better now. Is he all right? It's just his arm, yes?
What were you doing at sea, anyway? Didn't they post hurricane warnings at Amora before you left?
Oh, yes, but we wanted to go on pleasure cruise.
On a pleasure cruise during the hurricane season? That was very foolhardy, Mrs...
Buna. Lisa Buna. We intended to be out only for a day or so, but suddenly there was this storm. What's today?
The 18th.
We left Amora on the 3rd. That's 15 days.
Lucky to have had enough food and water aboard.
Yes, weren't we?
Hello, on board there!
Who's that? Who is he?
His name is Sheridan, Digger Sheridan. He's the owner of the Ice House, that large building just above the beach. Best bar in this part of the Pacific.
Why does he come here?
I expect he wants to learn the results of the cricket match between Australia and England. You're the first boat to make port here since the storm.
Oh.
Yes, and it's a good thing he's come because he has shacks to rent and you'll need one. Your husband's arm is broken and at least 3 of his ribs are smashed and he has a slight concussion. He won't be sailing for at least a month.
Well, I don't think he'll want to stay a month.
That is entirely up to him.
Couldn't you fix him so he could leave sooner if he wishes? We have plenty of money. We'll make that worth your while.
Only rest and time to mend will help him. And it's just as well, because I'm withdrawing from the case.
But you can't. Why?
I don't like to be made a fool of, nor treated with contempt. Out for a pleasure cruise of a day or so, will you? With enough water and food aboard to last 2 weeks, and plenty of money and a pistol.
We have done nothing wrong. I swear.
What's it to me if you have? I'm a doctor, not a bishop or a policeman, but I won't be taken for a fool.
We have done nothing wrong. I feel very strange.
Hello, 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 hello. And who's that you got in your arms, Doc? Sure, ain't you the fast worker?
She's had a very strong sedative. Take her, will you, Digger? Bring her ashore. Moravy, give me a hand here with this man.
Ain't she the pretty Sheila? And soft. Has the bloke passed out, too?
Yes. Easy with him, Moravy. They'll want to rent one of your shacks, Digger. Their name's Boona. Lisa and Felix Boona.
Here, they say anything about the cricket match.
Not a word. They sailed a week before it started.
Oh! Not very considerate of them, was it?
When we'd gotten them ashore, I left them both in Digger's care. Later in the morning, I saw Moravy paddle out to their ship and return with two large suitcases. I went to the ice house for a drink before dinner that evening, and while rolling poker dice to see who paid, I asked Digger how they were.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Boomer. Oh, they're fine. Terabates, you're off. It's too bad he's getting hurt. Terrible thing to happen on your honeymoon.
On their honeymoon, are they? Twos and fives.
Oh, yes. Didn't you tell? Spotted it right off, I did. Especially when they took that shack that I own clear around the other side of the island. Want to be alone, don't you? I said to her. Just married. Then she broke down and confessed. Oh, another eight for me.
After dinner, I smoked a pipe or two until the moon came up bright and full. Then I went for a walk along the beach, clear around to the other side of the island. There were lights on in the shack Digger had rented Mr. and Mrs. Boona, and I could hear their voices.
Now, Ami, Nash, baby, come in.
Who is there?
It is I, Dr. Lackland.
Come in, Lisa.
Good evening, Doctor. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
I am glad you have come, Doctor. For I wish to thank you for your aid to us this morning. To ask you if possibly you have not made the mistake. Is it absolutely necessary for me to remain here in bed for a full month?
You've three broken ribs. Physical exertion may result in a punctured lung.
But I cannot remain a month. I have matters I must attend to elsewhere.
My husband is very impatient, man, I'm afraid.
I am informed ours is the first boat to arrive here in 2 weeks. Is there much traffic to and from this island?
A cargo ship with passenger accommodations every so often, and of course traders and fishers from time to time.
Tell me,
why not close your eyes and try to sleep? If you'll come with me, Mrs. Boona, I'll tell you what I want done.
But I want...
Go to sleep, ma'am.
Leave me with him a moment. I'll be with you directly, Doctor.
I went out on the veranda and leaned against a post and smoked a cigarette. I could hear Felix Boona raise his voice in what seemed to be a temper tantrum. His wife tried to soothe him, but it seemed to irritate him the more, and suddenly I heard... A few moments later, she came out and stood beside me in the moonlight. Care for a cigarette?
No, thank you. Thank you for having reconsidered and deciding to accept Felix and me as your patient.
Well, I'm still angry, but I am a doctor and he does need care. And
I tell you again, we have done nothing wrong.
My reason for coming here this evening is to return this to you.
Oh, I was wondering what had happened to that pistol.
I took it from you when you reacted so strongly to the sedative this morning. Now, I'll say good night.
Dr. Lackland.
Yes.
I...
Mrs. Boona, there must be something I can do for you.
No.
Is there anything you wish to tell me?
No. But thank you.
Lisa.
In a moment, Felix. Good night, Doctor. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, and call me whenever you need me. I saw her several times during the next few days. She told me her husband was resting comfortably and preferred to see no one. I began looking forward to seeing her. And one night, while I was at home reading about a week after she came to the island, I heard her step.
Do I interrupt something?
Not at all. Come in, come in.
I have come for something to help me to sleep. Ah, so this is how a bachelor doctor lives.
Yes. Do you like it?
Very comfortably done for a man. How is that no woman has gathered you in and made you her own doctor?
No woman has seen fit to do so, I suppose.
Oh, that I cannot believe. You are quite attractive, you know. And there is a certain comforting solidity about the professional man.
Yeah. One of these powders and water ought to do the trick.
You really should be married, Doctor. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, so I gather. I've seen so many happy couples.
Oh, I have a feeling that was a barb tossed in my direction.
Well, yes, since you bring it up. Uttering hosannas to marriage lacks the ring of conviction when you do it with a bruise on your cheek and a split lip where your spouse has struck you. He does beat you, doesn't he?
Oh, he is so unhappy, that poor man, but not with me. He has upon him pressures. Sometimes he lashes out blindly, not able to help himself.
You don't mean to say you overlook his brutality.
I have love for him.
Love? You shed tears and you call that love? I should think love would be something that makes you feel good.
Like a cold shower bath, huh? You English. Now, one of these in water, you say?
That's right, Mrs. Bonner.
Call me Lisa, will you? And I shall call you John. Good night, John.
Good night. A day later, I took Lisa swimming. There's a small cove on the west of the island with a gentle surf and a rock barrier that screens our sharks. We took a picnic basket along, and after a swim and a sandwich, we lay on the beach and sunned ourselves, talking from time to time.
I am so happy you are no longer angry with me. Truly, John, I did not treat you with contempt.
Yes, you did. You told me lies, and there was no need to.
Oh.
I'm a physician, and the things you tell your physician are privileged communications he cannot be made to reveal even in a court of law. Why lie to someone who is bound to respect your confidence anyway?
I see. And I apologize. I did lie. We were not on a pleasure trip when the hurricane caught us. We had left Amura for good, quite suddenly.
Oh? What had you done?
Nothing. I swear it. Nothing. Neither Felix nor I. We had a prosperous little shop on Amura where we sold things to tourists. I was preparing lunch. Felix came home, told me he sold the shop. He purchased the boat that we were to pack only essentials and leave at once.
And you obeyed just like that. I should think you'd have protested.
Yes, I did that the first time. But this is the third time this has happened. Once in Brussels where we owned the hotel, and once in Mexico City, where Felix was in the oil business. You see, twice before, we have pulled up stakes and gone far away and started a new life.
Lisa, what is...
Oh, don't ask me questions. Perhaps I should not have told you even this. I don't want to think about all that today. Don't talk about it anymore. Tell me, Johnny, shall I ever be as beautifully tanned as you?
You're turning a fine copper color now. You've a fine complexion even from this class.
That's nice. I'm so glad you think so.
Our cheeks are copper, and underneath that, roses. With a tiny blue vein.
No, Johnny. No, you... You really shouldn't.
No, I suppose not. I shan't apologize, though.
I think we better go back now.
So So we gathered up our things and went back without saying a word. I knew I was in luck.
We will return to romance in our story, Treadmill, in just a moment. Adventure on your mind? And are you a Western fan to boot? Well, then you've come to the right network. Tonight, over most of these same CBS radio stations, you're invited to Gunsmoke with another startling exploit of United States Marshal Matt Dillon. And tomorrow night, don't forget your date with Gene Autry on CBS Radio. Saturdays, it's Gunsmoke. Sundays, it's the Gene Autry Show for the Western fans with adventure on their minds. If that's you, reach. Reach for your radio this weekend and help yourself. Now, for the second act of Treadmill, as we return to romance.
One evening, not long after that, I was at the ice house helping to celebrate Yank Bronson's return. He'd been gone for almost 3 months, trading for shell and copra through the islands. He'd been at Amura to sell his cargo only the week before. If anyone would know the news from Amura, it would be Yank.
Doc, Amura was dull. It gets duller all the time. No, for pure, unadulterated, downright Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia dullness, give me a British-administered island every time.
No gossip at all this trip, Yank. No thefts, no murders.
The only thing they murder there is the food. You know, I think the only reason you English spread so far out over the world is to try to get away from home cooking. Have a drink, Doc. Digger, another round.
Roger, Kelly.
Nothing of note has happened in Amura, then?
Not a thing. Only thing I did there was sell my cargo and pick up a paying passenger. That big fella talking to Digger.
Yeah?
Hey, Arnie, come here. I'd like you to meet someone. He's a pretty decent guy. Trader for pearl, buys them, sells them. Hmm. Arnie, meet Dr. Lackland. Best doctor on the island. The only doctor on the island, that's why. Hey, Doc, Arnold Sagittaire.
A pleasure, sir.
How do you do? Yang tells me you deal in pearls. I don't think I've ever seen you in these parts before.
My first visit. I understand you don't have many visitors here.
No, not many. We're rather off the track.
Uh-huh.
You know, I might be interested in buying pearls. Two small ones for earrings, if you have them.
I think I might be able to satisfy you. Now that I think of it, some friends of mine once visited here and met you, I believe, Mr. and Mrs. Mungo. Yeah, what do you think of these two pearls?
Mungo?
Yes.
No, I don't remember them. They're beautiful. How much do you want?
150 pounds. You see, the color is very good. You don't remember them? She's a very pretty woman. Blonde hair.
Oh, can't place her. I give you 120.
I'll come down to 114. You're surprised you don't remember her.
Let's close it at 130, shall we?
Sold. You drive a hard bargain, sir. Is there anyone else on the island who might require pearls? Any tourists?
No, not that I know of. May I take these with me? I'll leave the money for you with Digger Sheridan here in the morning.
Quite satisfactory, sir. I shall be here for several days at least.
The natives are wonderfully fine craftsmen. I gave one of them the two pearls and an old Dutch silver tower I used to carry for luck. He made a setting out of the silver and mounted the pearls for me. And the next time I called upon the Booners, I got Lisa to come for a walk with me and gave them to her.
Oh, Johnny, thank you. They're exquisite, but you should not have done
that. I wanted to very much. Lisa, I wonder if you know how I've fallen in love with you. Really in love. More deeply in love than I've ever been in my life. I never intended to, especially with a married woman, but We don't will these things, you know.
I know. Who should know if not I?
Felix plans to leave the island in a few days. When he does, let him go alone. Stay here with me.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. Dear Johnny, but I cannot.
But why? How can you go on with it? He provides you with none of the things you should have. A home, security, peace of mind.
He would give me all these things if he could, but it is not possible. Don't you understand? He is running away.
Running away from what?
I don't know. A man, I think he's perhaps more than one.
Police?
I don't know. I never asked.
Why not?
There is nothing I could do about it if I know. But I think Felix did something horrible during the war, before we were married. And now he is being hunted for that.
But how can you stand to be the wife of a man who has done something horrible?
In a lifetime, almost everyone does something horrible, yes?
But why should you suffer for it? Lisa, if you only knew how peaceful this island is. If but once you tasted the joy...
No, Gianni, please. I will not say what I would do if Felix were not alive, or what I would have done had I met you first. But things are as they are. Why can't you see the reality?
Please, sir.
No. Thank you for these pearls, Johnny. I shall keep them always and feel tender when I look on them.
I brooded a great deal in the next few days. I'd get up very early and go for long walks across the island. I ran into Arnold Sagittaire a few times here and there. We'd nod and pass each other with a brief word or two. One day I saw him standing under a palm near the beach, watching one of the native women bathe her infant son. There was so much sadness and misery in his gaze that I felt impelled to speak to him. They do make an appealing picture, don't they?
Oh, Dr. Lachlan. Yes, yes, they do indeed.
Do you have a family?
I had, once. All were killed during the war. Murdered. Wife, two children.
Oh. Same thing happened to a friend of mine. Family killed in an air raid in London. He told me he'd have gone mad if he hadn't had a hobby, painting. He began to paint night and day. It became a passion with him, a grand passion. He's dark in time, of course.
I know. I, too, have found comfort in a passion.
Painting?
Hunting. I'm a hunter of sorts.
Really? Passion for the chase?
Oh, yes. Yes, so much so that I have given up all that remained after my family was no more in order to pursue it. I've given up home, friendships, everything.
You don't say.
Yes, yes. Hunting is all I have, really. All I have in the world. And I'm glad you stopped and spoke to me, Doctor. I am leaving the island tonight, and I did wish to say goodbye.
I didn't know any ship was leaving this week.
I have chartered Mr. Bronson's. I have one bit of business to attend to here, and then I go.
It's been a pleasure to have known you. I hope we'll meet again.
Thank you, sir. It is unlikely, but I hope so.
I stopped off at the ice house for a few drinks after sunset and wished Yank bon voyage. Then I took the long way back to my place, and it was quite dark when I got home. I took down the large lamp in my living room and was about to light it.
No, Johnny. Please, no light. No light.
Lisa.
Here in the corner, make no light.
What the devil are you...
Felix is here also, there on the couch.
Please forgive us. We had to come here. We have no place else to go.
But you shouldn't be moving about at all. You ought to be in bed, Mr. Boone. You are not yet in any condition.
I had to. It was a matter of life or death.
He is here, Johnny. Here on the island.
Who is here? What are you talking about?
The man from whom Felix has been hiding.
I saw him with my own eyes. I saw him from the window of my bedroom.
He was standing near the gate looking at the house.
He has come to kill me at last. I know it. I know.
You're quite sure you recognize him?
Yes, yes. Could I forget his face?
So he came here to hide. Johnny, you must help us.
What can I do?
Our boat is ready to sail. Can you get out to her and sail her out to the lagoon to that cove?
Felix and I will wait there for you.
Please, Dr. Lackland.
Can you make it to the cove, Felix? It's quite far.
I will have to make it, yes.
Johnny, please, no more talk. Help us. Why do you hesitate, Johnny?
I don't see why I should help him at all, Lisa. No, I don't see it.
Johnny.
He's only getting what's coming to him, isn't he?
Oh, Johnny, if we all got what was coming to us, what then?
Let him solve his own problem his own way. If you should die, well, my hands would be clean and you would be free. No, I won't help him.
Very well, Johnny. Come here. Let me help you to your feet. We may be able to get the boat ourselves. Come on now. Come, Felix.
Rush back, car, Lisa. Rush back, car.
I know, but we will move slowly.
Oh, all right, Lisa. You help him to the cove. Go down and bring the boat around. Better start before...
No one is going anywhere.
Sergeant!
You will all place your hands behind your necks. You too, Doctor. Believe me, I would not hesitate to shoot. So, at last, Felix. Oh, at last.
Arnold, no. Stoy velo, velo, stoy velo.
This is how I imagined it might be. This is the way I dreamed of it. This makes the years of search worthwhile. Oh, if only I could prolong the moment a lifetime.
Stoy velo, Arnold. Stoy velo.
Oh, Felix. No matter what you say, I'm going to kill you now.
And what will you do tomorrow?
What? What was that?
If you kill him, what will you do tomorrow and the day after and the day after that and the rest of your life, eh?
What will I do tomorrow?
Yes. You told me so yourself. This is all you have to live for. You've nothing else in your life. Pull that trigger and you'll kill not only Felix but yourself as well.
No. No.
Yes, I say yes.
Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Felix, you value your life. Take it then. I'll give you a day's start. You, woman, get him to the boat.
No, no, I want no more of this. I'll run no further. Kill me now. Have it done with. Kill me now. I'm tired of running. Tired. I'm tired.
Oh, Felix, we'll run you and I. If that is the way we must live our lives, that's the way we will live them. Within the limits set for us, we will find what happiness we can. Let me help you up, Felix. Now we go to the boat, Felix. You said a day start?
24 hours.
All right. Goodbye, Johnny. I know what it is you have done, believe me. I remember, always.
Goodbye, Lisa. Goodbye.
Gently now, Felix. Gently. Lean on me. Gently, come.
And that was the last I saw of them. A day later, Arnold Sagittaire II had left the island.
Romance is produced and directed by Fred MacKay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. You have heard Treadmill, especially written for Romance by Walter Brown Newman. Ted DeCorsia was heard as Dr. Lackland, with Jeanette Nolan as Lisa. Featured in the cast were Raymond Burr, Richard Peel, John Daner, and Barney Phillips. This is Roy Rowan inviting you to hear Romance next week and every Saturday morning at the same time. Tonight on Gangbusters, hear the true story of the well-traveled ring, an exciting account of the activities of a military deserter and the efforts of the military police to bring him in. Remember, tonight, over most of these same stations, CBS Radio presents Gangbusters, an exposé of the dangerous little-known activities of the military police. And remember, Broadway Is My Beat brings you Startling Mysteries Saturday nights on the CBS Radio Network.